When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair, we help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job, or your deodorant, or your lunch, or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.
Ole Miss, a fascinating team this offseason. Big expectations, possibly the biggest expectations in Oxford in 50 years, maybe more. Let's talk to Ben Garrett from Owen Spirit about the Rebels. A little camp intel. We are honored to be joined by Ben Garrett of OM Spirit on his birthday. I am making him work on his birthday, but only because everyone is so excited about this Ole Miss season. We need to talk about it. And Ben, it's been interesting reading your stuff the last week or so, because you've been talking about the standouts in camp. And these are not necessarily names that we've been talking about all offseason. Like, we've been talking about Walter Nolan. We've been talking about Juice Wells. You're talking about TJ Daughtry. Like, this is going to be a big, like, if he's who you think he can be, that's a huge deal for Ole Miss, because they have to replace so much at linebacker.
No doubt about it. And first of all, Andy Staples on three is the best national college football show. And I'm not just saying that as a good company man. Okay, I've known that guy since I graduated Ole Miss in 2008, when I was a dumb ginger Shrek that just wanted a national guy from SI to come on my show, and he did. So he's the best at what he does. But yeah.
And that was back when, well, it was a little bit after that, that Hugh Freeze was texting me links to your stories, like, this guy gets it. And I'm like, he covers you every day, Hugh. He should get it.
And then Hugh turned on me after they got their ass kicked by Florida, Chad, that 30-10 loss. And so, you know, it's the fickle nature of the beast, Andy. But about this team and these players and the ones you're talking about, I've been watching y'all stuff, you and JD and Walter Nolan and Princely Monmiel. And yeah, I mean, that transfer class was number three in the country. So obviously they get all the talk. But when you're out there on the practice fields and you're watching what will make really fill in the margins of a championship contending team, what will make it a championship contending team is not just a Walter Nolan, who's obviously coming in here to step in and start. It's a Caden Lee. It's a TJ Daughtry. It's a Sunsreen Perkins. It's a number of guys that maybe last year, in TJ Daughtry's case, formerly Dudley, he wasn't eligible because he transferred so late from Clemson. So he wasn't eligible to play until his debut in the Peach Bowl. He started and played pretty well, only two tackles, but he was all over. But that's just translated and carried over all of that work he put in over a year, not just on the scout team, but integrating in as best he could. TJ Daughtry's hit the ground running. He's like a returning starter for them. Caden Lee broke out in the Peach Bowl. Caden Lee's right now starting in the slot because Jordan Watkins has been limited, if only for precautionary reasons, all of camp. So what you're seeing is what good programs do. Good programs, when a guy gets hurt, you don't go, oh gosh, Juice Wells is in a black no contact jersey. What are we going to do now? Well, now Ole Miss has a Caden Lee, who was a top ranked, you know, a top 250 prospect and all these kind of things. And they can step in and pick up the slack more than that. I mean, across the board writ large, Ole Miss is deeper than it's ever been before. And that's why I think it's an exciting time, certainly for Ole Miss fans, but even for the college football community, watching a very intriguing contender in Ole Miss. I mean, what makes them good, yes, is the transfers and Jackson Dart and Lane Train and all that stuff. That's what makes them intriguing and make you pay attention. But what's going to, if they do push it over the top, will be Caden Lee and TJ Daughtry and guys like that, especially on the offensive line too, like a Jerquan Scott, a transfer from Southern Miss, who doesn't get the same run or same shine as Walter Nolan. I mean, he's been starting at center every practice, right? And that's taking over for a guy in Caleb Warren who started for 3 years at center. Now he's moved off into playing guard because they can do that. They have those options. So that's the really fun thing to watch about this team right now is all the depth of options that they have.
Yeah, and that's the thing that held them back. And it was obvious that it held them back. You could watch the Alabama game last year, watch the Georgia game last year, and see that, especially on the line of scrimmage, they weren't as deep as those guys. One guy you mentioned, and this is not necessarily an all line of scrimmage player, but he'll be there every once in a while, was Suntarine Perkins. And I'm intrigued by what role he plays in this defense this year because they've added some serious star power. But this is a guy who was a freshman All-America last season. What does he do?
Yeah, he was a freshman All-American, and there's a block of people out there going, well, he didn't really do much last year. Where was Suntarine last year? Wasn't he a five-star plus prospect? Because they expected even more. He was a freshman All-American, and he gets kind of lost, or he's talked about in a developmental way, Andy, when you're surrounding him with Walter Nolan and Jared Ivey. And the ones that really stick out to me are guys like Trey Amos. Ole Miss from Alabama. Yeah, both of us agree that Ole Miss and Alabama right now for this year in this kind of in the same grouping as far as contention window, like what they're doing. And he voluntarily chose in an offseason Ole Miss over Alabama for a title chase. And I think that's noteworthy. Walter Nolan, same thing with the contemporary in Texas A&M. Chris Poupaw, a contemporary supposedly in Arkansas. Key Lawrence, as far as Oklahoma. The depth of those options are what really impresses you and gives you some, you know, bullish tendencies in regards to talking about Ole Miss because they've never had that before. Lane's always had them knocking on the door ever since he's been here in 2020. But the difference is they've got it all over the place. And I think really the offensive line is what the offensive and defensive lines are what separate this Ole Miss team from other Ole Miss teams because of what you talked about. I mean, Georgia beat them by five touchdowns. They've never really been competitive with Alabama. And that's all a testament to, or maybe that's just the hump that Lane has to get over, you know, and maybe now he's done that. I think this is the best collection of talent collectively they've had on both lines of scrimmage. Certainly in the modern era, I can't really speak for like the 60s when they last won a title, but you're absolutely right. I mean, any mix of their 10 deep at offensive line would probably be the best starting five Ole Miss has ran out there for an opener in modern history. I don't think it's really debatable, honestly. And defensive line, same thing too, because Florida, a contemporary Andy, right? Same contention window.
Yep.
Prince Umanmielen, who is a top-ranked edge, according not just to the stupid Ole Miss Homer, according to a lot of people, but, you know, like Pro Football Focus, who grades this stuff. Prince Umanmielen.
Yeah, he was Florida's best edge last year. I mean, that's not even up for debate.
No.
So.
And he left, and he leaves Florida voluntarily for Ole Miss. So, yeah, I mean, that's a guy you're pairing with Walter Nolan, and you're pairing with Jared Ivey, who's been starting here now going on 3 years. You're pairing him with a Chris Hardy, who is all-league at Jacksonville State. It's because of the quality, yes, but also the quantity matches up as well. You know, I mean, Yam Banks, defensive back. I mean, he's a guy that's hadn't gotten near the shine as Walter Nolan and Prince Umanmielen, and he's been starting since snap one since he got here.
Well, so, and you mentioned the offensive line and that depth. Two guys from that Washington offensive line that was won the Pac-12 title, won the Joe Moore Award, playing for the national title, Nate Kaleppo, Julius Bulow. How much did having a former Washington transfer who played for Ole Miss last year and Victor Kern help that come to be?
Oh, it was huge. It was huge. And that's, I think, a testament to the transfer culture that Lane Kiffin, Pete Golding, that coaching staff has really cultivated here to where Victor Kern was only here for a year, but he started every game at left tackle. When they recruited him, when they signed him to the NIL deal with the Growth Collective that is operating at a capacity that few, if anybody, other collectives in college athletics, certainly college football, are operating, he can go in there and say, hey, here's the proof of concept. They told me when they recruited me, we're signing you to do this. I did that. And, you know, in a very volatile environment these days, it was always volatile, but you know what I'm talking about. These days, I mean, who the hell knows what tomorrow is going to be, you know? So I think the word then of a guy you trust, because he can show you, yeah, I did the thing. I went into the portal and did the whole crazy experience, and it was good. And they'll tell you that. Nate Kelpo will tell you that. Julius Bulow will tell you that. And because of that culture that they've established, Andy, you can go get two starters in an offseason on the offensive line to shore up a weakness. You know what I mean? I mean, it's free agency, and Ole Miss does it well, but it's like there is a little bit of the human element, not a little bit, there's a lot still of the human element in regards to recruiting and how you go about procuring talent that's more than just, oh, well, Ole Miss dropped the bag on them, you know?
Well, but the difference in this particular case, especially with the offensive line, is that there were guys coming back that you probably would have been perfectly happy with. They brought in people to compete and really didn't make any promises.
Yeah, absolutely right. And I think that's a great point to bring up because it's not like they're going, all right, come to Ole Miss. This is the land where transfers. It's the transfer paradise. That's not what this is. This time last year going into camp, it was Spencer Sanders and Walker Howard trying to replace Jackson Dart as they were recruited to do. Same thing across the board. I mean, he's recruiting to replace everyone. That's what good teams do. In the NFL, the Cowboys, I love the Cowboys. No one knows this, but no,
I'm sorry about that.
Thank you so much for that. But Dak's a great quarterback and Jerry, you know, but how we view things with this team, with like you see how they operate, they're trying to replace you. Trey Lance comes in, can replace Dak. That's the idea. They're always trying to make sure that they're fielding the best team that they can. So there is, it's nothing personal. It's just business. And I think that's really what's allowed Ole Miss, removing that emotional element from it, as far as building a roster, which has really separated it. And because it is about ball. You know, you ask Jared Ivey, you ask, like you say, any of those guys about what is really unique about this culture. Ole Miss means what it says and says what it means. Now, sometimes that can be pretty harsh. You know, it's like, hey, look, yeah, I know we agreed to this, but
it ain't working out. Yeah.
Yeah.
They've said that a few times.
Those are the conversations that happen at the next level. That's how it works. You know, you come and you go, sorry, man, it didn't work out. We're going to give you a chance to go somewhere else. There's a lot of that. And that Ole Miss isn't unique in that way. But absolutely, man, I think the human element, maintaining the thing that we used to all love about college athletics, which was, oh, there go our boys out there, you know, going to beat their boys. Oh, we're going to get them today. There's still a little bit of that because there is some pride taken in it, but it is a very personal, like, building.
But it's interesting because – and I talked to Lane about this in the offseason. Initially, the strategy was the rules where you had a free transfer, and then you had to sit out a year if you wanted to transfer again as an undergrad. So they were happy to take lots of guys as transfers that had 4 years of eligibility remaining or 3 years of eligibility remaining because they felt like, okay, this will be like the old system for us. That's because right. They're kind of stuck here. That's changed on them now. They got to have a culture where you got to make them want to stay. But we had Jared Ivey on, and you guys do a podcast with Jared Ivey, the Ivy League. And I thought that was interesting because he's been at Ole Miss so long, you almost forget he was at Georgia Tech. Mm-hmm. But he's sort of the ambassador to the new guys coming in.
Yeah, I love that you brought this up because this is something that I've talked about but really haven't talked about in a space like this. The way we used to view guys like who's a true Ole Miss Rebel? Deuce McAllister, right? Deuce was here for 3 years, and then he went to the pros. Well, Jared Ivey's now been here 3 years. He's every bit, or at least on paper, the Ole Miss Rebel that Deuce was, the Ole Miss Rebel that pick a defensive lineman than Derek Burgess, right? He's the same caliber of that, but he didn't start here, right? But how we view them is different. It's weird. Quinshon Judkins is a great example of this. He was here for 2 years. He set a single-season Ole Miss record for rushing yards. He toppled Deuce. He toppled Dexter McCluster. And yet, he's not going to be thought of in that way. He's just going to be thought of as a hired gun while Jared Ivey then, because it's no longer, well, Ole Miss is just doing it a certain way. They're just going and buying a bunch of transfers. If you're not doing it, if you're not incorporating all of it, and if you're not building that culture, you'll end up like Clemson or whoever right. you want to play. That
just and like Ben Wire, Quinshon Judkins, and Caleb Downs at Ohio State, because Ohio yep. State wants to win a national title. Yep.
Yeah,
and you know,
Ole Miss looks at Quinshon and says, well, that's a non-premium position for us. Ohio State says, mm-hmm. oh, we want to, you know, bring it on. We got the money to spare. We'll have two bad, you know, good, really good.
Ole Miss says, we need O-linemen and D-linemen. That is how we're going to spend our resources.
Yeah.
Sorry, different. We're going to try something else at running back. Let's talk about that because, you know, you guys have written in O-M Spirit that this year might look a little like 2021. And that was Jerry and Ely, Snoop Connor, mm-hmm. Henry Parrish. Splitting carries in this offense. Ulysses Bentley, Rashad Amos, Matt Jones. Is that the trio yeah. probably?
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. I'm not convinced that they have a number three running back on this roster right now. I'm just not. Now, fully acknowledging I am in no way an expert on anything, but, and we only get very limited viewing of practice, but there is an obvious drop-off from Ulysses Bentley, the highest graded returning running back in the SEC, according to Pro Football Focus, and then Henry Parrish, who's a variant of that, albeit not as explosive, to then who the number three is supposed to be. Right now, that's Matt Jones, the former walk-on. Rashad Amos, you just don't see it right now. Dominic Smith, another transfer from Georgia State, you just don't see it right now. I think the most important, one of the most important health developments that we'll be following and that all that are interested in how far can Ole Miss take this, does Logan Diggs come back this year? Is Logan Diggs at mid-October? I mean, because they don't really need him in September, Andy. I mean, they got four non-cons. I know Wake Forest is in there. You know, God bless the Demon Deacons, but Ole Miss is supposed to beat you in football this year, you know? So, like, they don't need him for that first month, but he is the change of pace and quality of change of pace that you're just not seeing out there right now as far as who would be their number three or number two if you just consider Henry Parrish a 1B to Ulysses Bentley's 1A. So, yeah, absolutely. I think Ulysses is better than Jerrion Ealy. I think he's better than Snoop Connor. He's better than Henry Parrish, who he's sharing a backfield with. But the difference is they had those three. Right now they have two. They have two of the same guy. So that's the one area where they're really going to test and see, because durability has been the question for Ulysses. So for him, like if he gets hurt like he has every year he's been at Ole Miss, that's going to be tested. And they're really going to press the philosophy that running back is a true low-value position, non-premium position.
You know when you discover a new binge-worthy show or that song you can't help but leave on repeat? You just have to share it with your friends, right? Because who doesn't want to spread awesomeness? Now you know how I feel telling you now about Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile offers premium wireless for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan today. It's such a good deal, I couldn't keep it to myself. My past plans have gone as high as $100. Friends don't let friends overpay for wireless. Time to say so long to those overpriced wireless plans and switch to Mint Mobile. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. And don't worry, Mint Mobile will get all your old stuff off your old phone, including those existing contacts. So don't wait another second. Get your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month at mintmobile.com/TOC. That's mintmobile.com/TOC. $45 upfront payment required. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, because if they do get dinged up there, and we're talking about that with Texas right now.
Yeah.
You know, Texas has lost. It's RB1, and the guy they thought would be RB4 who had to be RB3, and now he's gone too. So now they're, you know, down to three scholarship backs. But that's, all of that depth will be tested for every team.
Absolutely.
Receiver depth at Ole Miss, I'm curious about though, Ben, because we're hearing about Deion Smith, you know, former LSU receiver. He's in Oxford now. What's his situation? Is there a chance he can help this team this year?
Yes, but having seen this movie multiple times for 2 years now since he left LSU, I'll believe it when I see it. I mean, he told me on June 1 he was on the way and he'd be ready to go for off-season workouts, and that didn't happen. He told us two more times in July, then told Bruce Feldman or whoever did that he was going to be practicing. He's still not practicing, and they play in 2 weeks. So what I honestly believe with Deion is whatever they get from him, at least that's how they're operating right now, is a bonus. Because for Ole Miss, it's an academic issue. So for Ole Miss, from their end, it's good to go. They're just waiting for whatever rubber stamp they've got to wait from whoever it is. But that's one of the problems that you're seeing across college athletics. I'm not telling you anything you don't know. But for those that don't know, transferable credits and the mess that is transcripts in the freedom of movement era, which we all agree we wanted players to be able to move. We just didn't want the NCAA to go, oh, y'all want to do that? Fine. You know, that's not what we wanted. And that's what happened. So everyone's just creating their own rules. What that has really led to, we need to stop calling them student athletes. You know what I mean? Because the student part has been absolutely ripped to shreds.
Well, and if you've ever tried to transfer from one college to another as a non-athlete, you've dealt with this. You've probably had to repeat a class or repeat something that's kind of close to a class you took. Like, imagine that for all these guys. And then some of these guys are on their third school or on their fourth school.
Brandon Turnage went from Alabama to Tennessee, a stop in Georgia. He didn't really like that. So then he went to Ole Miss. Alabama to Georgia, didn't like that, went to Tennessee, then goes to Ole Miss. You know, from a compliance standpoint, God bless y'all. You know what I mean? I couldn't do it.
Yeah, it is amazing because that part still exists, whether we believe it or not. It changed a bit during the pandemic, but it still exists, and it's still going to crop up.
Those people are still working behind desks. You know, they're still putting the numbers together. But for us, it's just like, oh, dang, well, Deion can't get his transferable credits.
Yeah, how come he can't play? What's going on?
Yeah, is Aiden Williams going to be good enough in his place? It's like, yeah, that's what we do, you know?
Yeah. All right, I am going to ask a Juice Wells question because that is, to me, kind of the linchpin there. If you've got a healthy Juice Wells at Ole Miss and Trey Harris and Caden Priestcorn and Jackson Dart, it seems like that offense is a pretty terrifying thing to try to deal with.
Oh, absolutely. I think, well, first and foremost, Trey Harris against single coverage is the highest graded returning receiver in the SEC. Juice Wells is arguable, but he was the best receiver in the SEC in 2022. Imagine Elijah Moore's usage for Ole Miss in 2020 with a more physical component in Juice Wells. That's how they want to use him. Now, the question is Juice healthy, right? He's been only really full go and not in a black, no contact or limited jersey once all camp. And that's really, I would say, their whole mindset this camp has been keep the guys healthy and get them to Furman. So I want to preface it with that. All right, they're keeping everybody healthy.
But we're talking about a guy who was not healthy all year last year at South Carolina.
Exactly. So forgive me if I kind of want to see him actually really cut it loose, right? For now, I'm looking at him like, all right, let's see how he dips into the snap share of Caden Lee in game one, in game two, right? But you're right. I think he's the key. He could be an absolute game changer for them, especially when the schedule starts getting tougher in October. And if he's healthy and they can unlock him like they did Elijah Moore in 2020, motioning him into the backfield. He became a ball carrier a lot. He was Percy Harvin. You don't see that much anymore. That's what they want to do with Juice. But can he get on the field? And that's the fascinating thing about Ole Miss is it's fun to talk about Juice and Deion. It's fun to talk about Walter Nolan and Princely Umanmielen. Trey Harris is probably the best player on this team, right?
Okay. He's already shown it at Ole Miss too, which it's easier to take to the bank.
Yeah, it's like they went and got these guys developed, and that's a La Tech guy, former quarterback who converted to wide receiver, but now he's a Blitnikoff Award watch list guy. Caden Priestcorn, he's a converted quarterback, went to Memphis, developed. He comes here now. He's an NFL caliber tight end, and behind him is an all ACC tight end and Daquan Wright. They built it out like good contenders do. You need a really good third cornerback, right? So let's go get – or I want Trey Amos and Isaiah Hamilton to push each other. Isaiah Hamilton, Ole Miss wanted him and Alabama wanted him and Missouri wanted him. Everybody that is contending for the same thing, a title next year, wanted him, and he chose who? Ole Miss. So understanding that, Ole Miss is not some trendy, like, flash-in-the-pan thing. This was built specifically for a contention year or window, as it's been for the last couple years, like this. But this year is really the all-in push because all the guys are older. You know, Jackson Dart is back for a third year. Jared's back for a third year. Ulysses Bentley back for a third year. They are the old guys in the room like you were used to seeing. They just got here in a different way. And arguably, it's to Ole Miss's benefit because they're actually contending for a title for the first time since the 60s, Andy. What?
The window is open.
Open.
The window, but the window is potentially closing fast because, like you said, they're old guys.
No. Did you know who Carson Beck was until he replaced Stetson Bennett? No, you did not. Why not? Why can't that be Walker Howard?
Yeah, yes, I did. But I live 70 miles from where he grew up. So
you aren't good to argue that with. But you know what I'm saying? You know what? Good program. Walker Howard's supposed to step in. You know, Austin Simmons, who reclassified two classes. He was a former 4-star prospect that Ole Miss got over Florida and others. He's just supposed to step in. Kind of looks like Tua, but that's a homer thing to say. I'm sorry. That's a homer.
No, but that is the goal. That is what they're trying to set up. And then it's first get beefy enough on the line of scrimmage, deep enough on the line of scrimmage that you can win the games and then try to repeat that. You know,
are you a former offensive lineman?
I was very small. But
I was an offensive lineman, you know, because I don't know. Well, see, as a former offensive lineman, to hear it classified as beefy, that was good, you know.
They are large. These humans are very large. But that's the thing.
You eat a lot of beef. That's why I asked. I don't know.
Repeatable depth in the trenches is why Georgia is Georgia and Alabama is Alabama and Ohio State's Ohio State. Like, that's really the difference between them and everybody else, because everybody's got fast guys. Everybody can go get a quarterback who can play. Mm-hmm. Not everybody can get that over and over and over again. And that's why what Ole Miss has done this offseason, the portal is interesting. Why David Sanders committing to Tennessee is interesting, because it may be that the era of Georgia, Alabama, Ohio State having a prohibitive advantage in the trenches depth-wise is over. But we'll find out.
NIL, it's not over yet. It completely leveled the playing field.
Yeah.
You mean to tell us the only thing that can stop us from building a contending team for 1 year, if it's just 1 year, is money? Oh, yeah. I mean, you waste $10 a month on the stupidest stuff. You know what I mean? I can just give it to go get a linebacker. You know, for a lot of people, it's like, heck yeah, I'd rather go see that instead. And Ole Miss as a community responded in that way.
And that's why we're looking at Oregon as a potential Big Ten champ. Because Oregon, if you look at their offensive line, like, it's the best offensive line in the Big Ten.
Mm-hmm.
And they've had the best offensive line, or one of the best offensive lines in their league. Now, Washington was better in their league last year, and now Ole Miss has two-fifths of that line starting, and Alabama's got one-fifth of it.
Yeah. So. And you got Diego Pounds, who was North Carolina's starting left tackle last year. You got Jerquan Scott, who was a starting offensive lineman at Southern Miss. That used to be a rivalry in this state. You know what I mean? Or not really, but you get what I'm saying. Like, how we view college football writ large is completely different in a world where Ole Miss we can honestly say is a national championship contender, and they have to be viewed that way because of the depth of their options. And it's going to be a reset next year because of so much personnel out the door, but the show goes on because that's what good programs do. And I think, but the thing is, I've heard Paul Feinbaum talk about it. I've heard you talk about it. Because you said it. I watch your stuff, Andy. Andy said straight up, he was like, look, I got to see it with Ole Miss. They got waxed by Georgia. They got whooped by Alabama. And I went, yeah.
But now that Nick Saban has said he thinks the upgrades will work, him, I believe.
Yeah, I believe him. Exactly.
Him, like, I believe.
I'm a natural skeptic. You know, I've got some I've got a lot of Ole Miss stripes on the wall as far as I was there for the Laquan's Auburn game and all that bad stuff. Mm-hmm. I was there for 4th and 25. Like, I remember all these disastrous things that have happened to Ole Miss football. So that informs what I'm about to say. This is a good football team that is going to contend for a national championship in 2024-25. And if they don't, Ole Miss fans should go, why didn't they? Because they are that good. I'm not just dumb Kool-Aid man ain't just saying that. Andy's saying that, but Paul and Andy, all y'all make a really good point. Lane's got to get over that hump too. Lane has never been more comfortable in his own skin. He's never been more comfortable as a coach. He's operating at peak Lane Kiffin. Everybody should just be happy for the guy, regardless of what you thought about him before or after, right? He's really living his best life. All right. But having said that, what's missing on the resume? Not just another NFL stop. That's another conversation for another day. What's really missing on the resume? those wins you're talking about, because that takes him from he's a fun story to, oh, he was in the lead of an elite coach, right? You win a national championship at Ole Miss? If I'd have told you when we first started talking about over a decade ago, hey, Ole Miss is going to be continuing for a title in 2024, you'd go, Ben, that's really cute. You know what I mean? Like, I'm really glad you feel that way. I enjoy doing your little Ole Miss dingy show, you know? But no.
Well, I definitely think they got the people to do it. So now they just got to show it to us. Absolutely. Ben, happy birthday. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Andy. Thank you. I am officially 21, so buy me a drink next time you see me, you know?
No, that's done. Crazy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.